your name and address, ma'am?
Mister the dog.
Karen.
Okay, all
Nice
set.
to see
Let's
you.
make glass up.
You can go up there then. Come here.
And just rest it on the back and just
Yeah, you put it in there.
when you draw the
Come here.
curtains
Yeah.
just perhaps make sure it's a little bit where the mic is, that's all.
No, no, it's just around, that's fine. That's okay with you.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's in the banana
I mean you can
split.
play around with it, yeah.
Cuz it gets hungry.
There you go.
But right, okay. I've got your phone number and I'll see you next, let me just make a note of this on this form, the green form. You're the one that's dribbling now.
Who
What
said it
about
was
this?
the
What about this?
Yeah. Put
No,
it in
I
the bucket.
don't want that.
In
It's
the bucket.
three PM or thereabouts.
Karen.
Okay.
Karen.
I mean I'm just gonna try and do everybody in the same afternoon to collect them all because there's about six of them being done around here.
Right.
Yeah, so
That'd be great. Thanks very much indeed for doing that.
Please
And I'll
bring
definitely
my own
give directions next week.
little
Right,
dog.
okay then.
Please
Right, and
bring
you can go on the
my
pallet
little
mountain
very
top.
nice
No,
dog.
you don't need to. No.
No.
Right.
Lovely. Have fun.
Okay.
And if there's anything I can do to help you with, I mean if you know a lot of people have come round, you better tell them that you're doing it. They might listen.
It's your ring.
I mean, yeah, I know.
All set.
Is that your sister as well?
Put that one in there. And there's Donald. Goes in there. Hey, and where's this man? What do you want? Do you want a drink? Did anybody find his cup?
Oh, here's the cup. What do you want, just a biscuit? I can't figure out what's up with you young man today. Oh, Karen.
You got up too early. Here we go. The dodo.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you have a good day at work?
That doesn't work. You're awful though. I've eaten something in.
Something at work. What's the matter with you love? You've been like this since you woke up, haven't you?
Don't you dodo. Catch it. Catch. Catch. Put your bucket out. Hold your bucket out.
Not your dodo. Go and get it.
There
Say
you
thank
go.
you. He's a right little misery when he wakes up, isn't he, boy?
No.
Oh, Anthony.
Give me one too.
Anything else, one of me? And how about a please?
Is that for you?
Yeah.
And
Ooh.
here you go.
And
Ooh. And then there's my little present. Hey?
Yeah, take them in the coffin and then take them out, Kieran.
Ooh.
Ooh. Bring him
That's
in
Karen's biscuit.
One. That's it. We're happy with Kieran. Is that your biscuit? Charlotte's bringing him in. Oh, he was sat there playing. I noticed his butt and I presume it must be off his cardigan.
Is it?
Yeah. I thought, what's that white thing down there? Oh, yeah, it's the button.
Thanks.
He went up at about Well, he must have went up to bed about 12:30, 12:45, and he got up about 3:15.
Yeah?
And he's up there playing though. And he was up as well. He went up at 1:00 and got up about 10 minutes after this one.
Look what we've
Got
got.
it.
Little boxes.
Very smart.
Oh, I see. You're going for the cupboards, are you?
Nutrition, this.
Oh.
My favourite.
What's
Yummy,
that
yummy,
for,
yum.
boy? Yeah, I thought you was ten.
get you in the car for play school then?
The last one out, shut the door.
Alright, I'll shut the door.
Go. I the last one out.
Yeah, well, I will be the last one, won't I? You lot have gone first. Careful. That's it. Right, jump straight in the car then, because it's on and it will be warm. Hang on, let me open the doors. Alright, you get in there. Charlotte, can you get in here and put your seatbelt on? Please. No, you've got to sit up here in the car seat, love. Charlotte, get in or you'll be late.
With our little
pistol. Oh, undo in. Oh, that's good boy. You got your cards. Right, are we in, Charlotte? No. Can you put your belt on?
No.
Want me to do it? Yeah? Okay.
There
we go. That's you done. And you, young man. Got all strapped in.
How are you now?
Yeah, well, I'll put my seatbelt on in a minute. Right. Off we go. Can you hold that letter?
Hi.
Well, I just want to stop to post it. We are going to play group, but we've got to drive right past the letterbox. Right, because it's on the way.
Sorry,
are you going to your pussycat? Did you think you'd bring your Mickey Mouse's?
No, both. And pull
her
gun out.
Alright.
No, our shed is half of all his tail is gone.
Half his tail's gone?
No, all of his tail's gone. It's broken his tail.
Oh dear, did someone pull it out then?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, never mind.
And pulling it down out.
Yeah. Oh, it was probably an accident.
How can it be pulled
up? Never mind, don't worry about it. Right, what do you think you're going to do at play school today then? Does anybody know?
Not me.
No.
Me?
What do you normally do on a Friday? That should be fun. Oh, you're going to have plenty to do then, aren't you? Okay, I'll just jump out and post this letter. Had come to empty the letterbox, right? So there was no point in Mummy putting her letter in because he'd have just taken it out again.
Where is it? Why does the dustman have to take it back?
No, not the dustman, the postman.
Why
does
the postman have to take all the letters away?
Why? Well, he takes them to the post office. Yeah. Then the post office sorts them out and give them to different postmen to take to different houses. And that's how we all get our letters. You know Mummy gets letters in the morning, Mummy and Daddy.
Yeah.
Well, now the postman will take it to where it's got to be sorted, and they will post it to whoever it has to go to.
Yeah, but what about your money that might have sent it back to you?
I didn't send any money. You never send money through the post, Charlotte.
Why?
Well, somebody might take it. It wasn't money I sent anyway. It's just an order form.
Hi.
There's Pauline and Erin. Should we go and see them?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Stop right where they are.
No, I can't just stop right in the middle of the road. It's a park, darling. There we go. Oh, right next to this car. There's Ian over there. Right. Right, one, two, out you come. Charlotte, don't just run off and get on the path. Morning. Yeah, you? Yeah, she always is. It's this one that's not. You must be joking. Charlotte, out of the way. Don't be so impatient. God, thanks very much. Right. Hang your coat up. I'll hang your coat up. Give us your coat. Hello, next week. 7th of March. Right, come on.
I am all right.
Thanks. All right, yeah, you? Yeah. What? Come on!
Anthony, smile!
Oh, it's a good job we unzipped
you
it could, then.
Have you got to kiss me then? I'll see you later, okay?
Good girl. He mustn't have it.
Oh, Anthony, she said you can't have your smile today.
You know why?
No.
It's supposed to be a present.
It's a present.
I'm going to town.
You go into town or not?
No, but I can come in and say if you want.
Do you know what your daughter started yesterday, you know?
What?
All these pots, wasn't it?
Oh, all that's the other not kids my one.
Said, hang on a minute, that's not mine either. They're all there. That's not my pots.
I tell you what, when they do something, they do not forget the colour.
We didn't even look at the yogurt pots, did we? I thought they were part of the rosette. Well, no, it's not. You know, it's from Peach Melba.
Right down to the last eater. Your play school bag.
Yeah.
You didn't lose your voice at home today, Charlotte, did you?
Your play school bag.
You could have put that in there.
I don't even know what she's on about. You tell me, kids.
Oh, happy.
I haven't gone yet.
I'm coming up to see you, lady.
Yeah, you tell me.
Lady, Erin's down there.
Right, I'll give him a kiss if he likes to him. Listen, you told me that you aren't going to cry this morning. We won't be going to the sweet shop, will we? I'll see you later. Oh, you want a kiss? Stop crying. No. I'll be back in a little while. I missed you. I don't know.
Who have you got today? Just Kieran?
Oh, no, I've got thingy at 11.
11.
Well, half 10, quarter to 11. Yeah. I don't know about next week yet. She'll let me know.
Yeah, I've only got to go to the bank. Got to pay something for Gary. I've got to pay a check-in for Gary's bank because he's got ever so low again this month.
Yeah, we'll just move that chair from out the front. I'm not putting it in where you put it before, though, because I had a hell of a job. I'll just,
Put it on top.
Yeah, it makes it easier that way.
Someone was saying there's a coffee morning on today.
Yeah, but I couldn't have gone anyway because I had too many kids. I don't know, I haven't been to him for ages now because I can't really do much of my two anyway. So, did you get your wardrobes done? Measured up? Get any quotes?
I've got the last one today. I've got the last one coming today. We've had one through for...
Oh yeah.
And he was sending it first post, so it should be through today, if not tomorrow morning. The other one gave us a quote for 388.
Oh, that's not bad then.
Which was good, but Gary's suspicious at that price.
388.
Yeah.
What's that to do?
Comparing it with 1,200. He says it's rather suspicious.
What is that for? The actual frame?
Just the actual. Sliding mirror wardrobes.
Just the doors, no fitting or anything?
Yeah, it's for the fittings and everything. And I've had prices like 1,200, 1,800, and this bloke, you know, says 388. Well, he's rather suspicious at that price. We had a builder that came round, he wanted 420, but that was with the doors from Texas, and we thought, oh no, you know.
Yeah.
We'd rather get it done properly. This that came yesterday morning, he reckons it that he can do the whole of the bedroom. Look, been an accident, I've got to tell you.
right over that bank,
and it's bounced.
Speeding, obviously, I expect.
Yeah.
To go that far.
I reckon they can do the wardrobes. And the fitment over the bed with wardrobes either side for 1,800, which is the sort of price that we were looking at. It's not too cheap and it's not too expensive.
Yeah.
Because Gary's sort of suspicious at prices that are too low.
Maybe he's just done it so cheap because of the recession. I mean, you can get almost anything done at the moment, can't you?
So we'll wait and see.
Well, was it all private people then, or companies?
No, it's all companies.
Well, even it's 388?
Yeah.
Well, you could always check it out.
Yeah.
Make sure that it's a genuine, he's come from the company and he's not doing it privately or something.
So the thing is, Gary said to me, so did you ask him about the overbid units and that? And I said, yeah. I said, he said he could do the overbed unit for 1,800 plus the wardrobes for 388.
Yeah.
Well, this people. I mean, that really is more or less the same amount as the other companies have sent for more or less a whole lot. So why the wardrobes are so cheap and yet the bed surround is so expensive? We don't know.
Mm.
Whereas this. They reckon they can do the whole lot for 1,800.
Yeah. Oh, strange. Yeah.
It's so cheap for the wardrobes and yet expensive for the overbed unit. I mean, Gary said, well, at that price, he said the overbed unit, we might as well get out of the catalogue.
Well, yeah, talking of catalogues, actually, you might know. My two want a bean bag, right?
Yeah.
They got one in Argos, but the colours are disgusting and it's £20. You see, I went and brought one for Boo Boo, that one for Argos.
Yeah.
And they've absconded it, so the dog hasn't a hope in hell. And also, the ones that you get for kids, when you sit in them, they sit up like little chairs, don't they? Whereas the dog is one that you lie down on. And I haven't got them in my club book. Any ideas?
Argos Index.
Argos, I've only got the one, which is
disgusting. Is this for the dog?
No, this is for the kids. I've got the dogs and the dog ain't got it.
Market. Saturday market. They do a carpet stall, and they also do on the same stall with the carpets. They do duvets, pillows, and they do bean bags.
Do they not do it on a Thursday?
No, I've never seen them there on a Thursday.
No.
Saturday's the only time that I've seen them there.
I just wonder because Argos want £20, £19.99.
Yeah, I think they want 12 £12.99 or something off the market. Yeah. It's been ages since I looked, but I'm sure it's something like that.
Yeah. But I also got a leaflet for refills as well.
Oh, that's what I need, the small dog bean bag.
Yeah, that's what it's for, the dog's bean bag.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I've got the address at home if you want it.
Grab my catalogue when we get back to my place.
Why, is there anything in there?
Well, you said you wanted to have a look at the quilt covers.
Oh no, I'm going to leave that for a bit. Yeah. Due to lack of funds. Oh, where's my bag then?
I've got it here.
Oh god, I thought I'd lost it for a minute.
I might as well grab it. Is it 20p for an hour?
What's the time? 9:30, 10:30.
9:25.
I normally, well, if I put an hour and a half in, because if we're a bit late, 5-10 minutes late, it's cheaper for me to put 10p in than to pay £12 for it. Actually, it's £20.
Yeah.
Right, I'll just nip over and get it, because I haven't locked up yet. Maybe I won't, I haven't got 10p, I've only got 2 20s. Just have to make sure that. Well, just in case we're not.
As you came downtown for my sake, really.
All right then, I'll accept. Won't be a minute.